If somebody's hearing, look around your neighbor. Maybe he can't hear. If he can't, he'll miss his place in the prayer line. If he can't hear, if his number's been called, raise up your hand for him. And if somebody can't get up, raise up your hand. We'll have the ushers to bring him. We got men here to do such as your numbers are called. Now, we'll get through this. If the Lord willing, we'll start another group just in a few minutes. All right. Now, how many believe this story that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is a living tonight and not dead? Let's see your hand. Now, how do you know only by faith, but if he promised that he would show himself to the believers to the end of the world, would show himself to the believers to the end of the world? How many believe the Bible teaches that? Yet a little while, and the world, unbelievers, will see me no more. Yet ye shall see me, for I will be with you how long? To the end of the world. Is that Cato Tabernacle in this night? The end of the age. Christ will be the same. Well, if he is the same, I want to know how many, some Jews came one time. No, I beg your pardon, it was Greece. And they said to Philip, which was of Bethesda, sirs, listen close, sirs, we would see Jesus. How many ever heard that scripture? I want to ask, would you like to see him? Do you believe you can see him? Certainly. A little boy down our way, I live on the Ohio River, he asked his teacher one day, he said, first he said, Mother, God is so great, can anybody see him? She said, ask your Sunday school teacher. She was a little painted up Jezebel, so she said, Jupiter shooting young, she said, I don't know, you have to ask the pastor. The pastor said, no, son, no man can see God and live. He's discouraged. He went up with an old fisherman up around the 6 Mile Island. And on his road back down one evening after a storm, a rainbow come out, the old man was paddling the boat. He started weeping. His white beard frosted for eternity, the tears rolling down. The little boy sitting in the stern of the boat raised up, went up towards the bow and said, sir, I'm going to ask you a question. My Sunday school teacher, mother, or pastor couldn't answer. Said, can any man see God and live? The old man laid down his oars and picked the little boy in his arms and said, bless your heart, honey, all I've seen for the past 35 years has been God. When you get him inside, you can see him out there. That's the reason he said, a little while in the world won't see me no more. But you'll see me, and the things that I do shall you do also. More than this shall you do. I know you say the King James says greater, but the right translation is more. You couldn't do greater. He stopped nature, raised the dead, and everything else. But not equality, but equality, because he'd be in the church universal. More than this shall you do. The very same thing. These things that I do shall you also. And more than this, for I go unto my Father. Now, may the good Lord bless you as we're trying now. And if we went down here tonight to find Jesus, would he be dressed any different from other men? Walked out around man, and man didn't even know who he was. Right. Did he have such a great accent and such a melodious voice so people would just stop to hear his melodious voice? The Bible said that the common people heard him gladly. Then you wouldn't find him in great big swell swanky churches. He wouldn't be there. If he's the same yesterday and forever, he'd be with the poor people. Those who received him. The big swanky people said, oh, it's mental telepathy. He's the chief of the devil. Why, he's reading those people's minds. Jesus said, you say that about me, I'll forgive you. But when the Holy Ghost comes and does the same thing in so many words, it'll never be forgiven you. In this world or the world to come. And he promised that these same manifestations of signs and wonders would be done until he returned to the earth. And I believe that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, here's where I believe the Bible. It's either the truth or it's not the truth. There's many promises in there that I haven't got faith enough to make manifested. But I'll never stand in somebody's way who does have the faith to do it. See? I believe it. Whether my faith can produce it or not. My faith is in my gift that God has given me. What I see, that's what I speak. What he tells me, that's what I say. I know nothing else but what he tells me. And I am 47 years old. I see my first vision when I was 18 months old. And he has never at one time, and I challenge any person, of the tens of thousands of things that he has said, if he ever told one thing but what come to pass just exactly the way he said it would. And it never will fail. It can't. It's God. Brother Woods, is everything all right? Got all the people down there? All right. Bring your first person up then. Oh, I'm sorry, lady. I didn't. Well, it's kind of hard to be preaching. I don't know, you're such a lovely audience and so much Spirit of the Lord here. It's just hard to keep away from it. Usually in our campaign, the manager does the speaking. I come right straight from my room where nobody speaks to me even through the day. Right straight to the pulpit, under the anointing, call the prayer line and start the meeting. How many ever seen me do that? Let's see your hands, many of you here. What a different meeting. But you see here, it's a convention. It's got to be the word's got to be planned. If we had just about 3 or 4 weeks to stay, then it would be different. But just a few seeds may be sown. Just forget all, just take all those superstitions away from you tonight. Last night I could feel it, friends. You want to believe, but yet there's something behind you moving. See? Now look, let everybody know this as surely, that no man on earth can heal you. Divine healing. There is no other healing in the world except divine healing. Medicine doesn't heal. Hospitals doesn't heal. Surgeons doesn't heal. They just clean the place where divine healing takes place. You lose your organ by surgery, but God does the healing. If your faith isn't enough to purge that and make it well, God has a surgeon to cut it away. Now, remember, that's truth. Now, surely God wouldn't let an era blast forth a revival that's covered the earth and sent millions of people to the kingdom of God and be an era. And it's been tried through every fiery furnace I know of in every nation. That's Pastor Bose here, my associate. In many places in the world, there's a devil standing there. I've never seen the time of what God always slayed that thing and come out victorious. I've seen people paralyzed from the insulting it and laying paralyzed yet today. I've seen people drop dead and not live 2 minutes after they said it. I've seen epileptic strike a crowd and as many as 28 at a time receive epilepsy. See? Right. Diseases go from one to another. You know that. Remember those vagabonds who thought they could cast out devils like Paul did? Not playing church, we're living in church. This is the last days. And these signs are coming just before a great destruction is going to strike this country. You better get in Christ right away. If Christ comes tonight, I don't say he will. If he does, he'll do the same thing that he did when he was here on earth. Here's a woman standing here. I don't know the lady. I don't guess we've ever met, have we, lady? We're totally strangers. Here's just a woman standing here. Never seen her in my life. Know nothing about her. She knows that's truth, isn't that right, lady? Now, I don't know her, never seen her, know nothing about her. She's just a woman, I'm a man. She can verify the same thing. You may know her. Maybe your sister right here at Cato Tabernacle, for all I know. I couldn't tell you. God knows I don't. Now, what if Jesus is standing here with this suit on that he gave me? And what if she's sick? Maybe she is, I don't know. What would he do if she wanted healing? He would quickly, the only thing he could do was say he had already done it. Is that right? How many Bible readers know that's the truth? Already person. Now, if she kind of doubted it being him, he might give her some sort of a sign. Now, he might be a man with nail scars painted in his hand, or he might have nail scars, but that wouldn't make him Jesus. Just like a badge won't mean an officer, he's got to have a paper or credential to prove it. Any cheap spy can have a badge. That doesn't mean anything but credentials to prove it. Now, the credentials of Jesus Christ is his life made manifest. Is that right? That he'd do the same things that he did when he was here on earth. Now, let's take a woman's picture where Jesus met a woman at the well of Samaria. How many knows the story? St. John, the 4th chapter. What did Jesus do to that woman? The first thing he went to talking to her. Is that right? Said, bring me a drink, and got the conversation. Just went on and on. What was he doing? Now you have to take my word for this. He was contacting her spirit. What is it? Her life. And when God the Father, which he said that he couldn't do nothing until the Father showed him, and God the Father showed him what was wrong with the woman, and he told her, said, you got, go get your husband. She said, I don't have any. He said, that's right, she got five. That was her trouble. Is that right? Why, she said, I perceive that you're a prophet. She said, now we know, we Samaritans, we know that when Messiah cometh, do you believe Jesus was the Messiah? Said, when Messiah cometh, we know that when he comes, he'll tell us these things, but who are you? He said, I'm he that speaks to you. If that was the Messiah sign then, it'd be the Messiah sign tonight of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Is that right? The things that I do shall you also. Would you believe that, lady? Would the audience believe that? Now it's up to you, Father, to do the rest. Amen. I shall talk to the woman. I'm going to ask you from this on, if there's an unbeliever here, I'm not responsible for what happened. Remember, diseases goes from one to another. I'm going to ask the people, being I know an epileptic is present, it's charging against me as soon as the angel of the Lord comes. Have you seen the picture of it yet? Did they show it here tonight? They got a bunch of them here. You'll be seeing it tomorrow. It's back here now, and they'll tell you the story of it first. The angel of the Lord, whose picture you'll see tomorrow, who hangs in Washington, D.C. tonight, is truth, the same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel, the same Jesus met Saul on the road down, is here. I know that, and at the day of judgment, my words will be weighed out to me. You see, what good would it do me to stand here and say something that was wrong? Say it wouldn't work. God knows that. But now, if the angel of the Lord is here and do the same thing, do you believe that if he'll produce the same thing, will you believe with all your heart then, lady? With all your heart. Everybody be real reverent. Keep quiet. Keep in prayer. I just want to talk to you. And you know now that the Lord Jesus is near. And knowing that I have no way at all of knowing you, we've never met each other before in life. That is true. But if Jesus has raised from the dead, as I claim that he has, and this is a divine gift that has been given in order that the last days that people would have no excuse but what would know that Jesus Christ has raised from the dead. All other religions is false. Christianity is right. And it's the only religion that can prove that its founder is alive. Other religions, Buddha, Mohammed, Confucius, all those are dead and gone. The grave swallowed them up in that instant. But Jesus raised from the dead. And he promised, the things that I do shall you also. And then if he'll produce the same thing here between you and I tonight that he did the woman at the well, we should believe him. I'm only contacting your spirit, sister, as a speaker. You're aware that something's going on. You know, I want you to raise your hand to the audience if that's right. If you feel kind of a real lovely, sweet feeling, that you know it. That's the angel of the Lord. If some of the ushers will slip around to the back and give Matt and Jose one of those pictures, I'd like them to bring it to the platform. And that's what's between you and I now. Now, if God will tell me your trouble, and if he knows what has been in your life, now if I'd stand here and say, well, sister, you're wanting to get $1,000 to pay off a mortgage, you're going to get it. Well, if I say to you, you're sick, you're going to be healed. If you're sick, you'd come say, Reverend Branham, I'm sick, I need so-and-so. Well, you're going to get well. Well, you'd have to take my word for that. But if Christ is here and can tell you what has been in your life, you know whether that's right or not. See? Then you can have faith to know that it's him. Because you know that part of your life. Is that right, audience? That would give you faith to know. What you know, I don't know. But if the audience can still hear my voice, which I hope they can, as the woman now realizing that between she and I comes the angel of the Lord. The woman is fading away, and I fear going under a surgery or something. Yes, I see her come out and go again. She's had two major operations. That is right. That thus saith the law. That's true, isn't it? Now, do you believe?
Now, if you talk to the woman more, if you only knew what that does to you, what is it?
It's in another world. Strength is now beginning to fade. See? Now, just to speak to the lady.
This one person ought to settle it forever for the whole group of you. Moses and Aaron didn't do their sign every time they met Israelites. They said, here, look here, I can heal my hands of leprosy and I can perform a miracle with a stick. They did it once and everybody believed them. This should settle it. That was truth, wasn't it, lady? Whatever it was told you. See, now, on the tapes, they can tell me tomorrow. I'll think I dreamed it. See, it's like a dream. Now, if you look and believe it. Now, whatever was wrong, I just catch your spirit again. Yes, sir? I see it coming back. You have a shadow. Dark shadow that's following you, which means that you got a cancer. That's right. And the cancer is on the leg. That's the left leg. That's right, isn't it? That's true. I want to ask you something. You have had something to you in your lifetime, even since a young lady, that you have a desire and a feeling that God has something for you to do in His vineyard. Now, as the people out there of thought meets me now from Satan outside of the realm, that tells me any woman that have that desire, I'll go and show Satan he's a liar. By this, and you know I'm telling you the truth, and you know whether this is God or not, you've never been spiritual enough in your life to accept what God has promised you to do. That is right, isn't it? You're needing the Holy Ghost. No, that's exactly right. You're seeking for it now, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's exactly right. That thus saith the Lord. And besides that, if I tell you something, you were very happy today. You had to make a big decision. You were supposed to fly away from this city. You're not from this city. You're supposed to fly away from here to a funeral service. And you cut it off in order to get in the meeting tonight because something told you that you was going to receive a prayer card. When you received the prayer card, not being number one, you were surprised. But when the angel of the Lord so ordained it that I called you first, you were happy. That's right. Is that true? Now you're healed in the name of the Lord. God has ordained it to be so. Go and may God be with you, my dear sister. Go down. Have faith. Now, be seated. Don't stir around. Remember, those things aren't large. They'll come right to you. The angel says you get the people to believe you. If you don't obey, then you don't believe. Just a few minutes, they'll take me. I'm obligated to this woman. Lady, I don't know you, but you couldn't hide your life if you had to. You're in the presence of not your brother. You're in the presence of Jesus Christ, Him raised from the dead. I'm only yielding. It's His Spirit doing the speaking. Do you believe that? Then God can help you. Surely. You know I don't know you. Know at all. We know anything about you. But God does. But I see you at your home. A praying. You've been much in prayer, and especially since you know to this meeting. Just praying by bedside. That is right, before coming. Not reading your mind. That's truth. That God will let you get in this line to be prayed for. Because you're real nervous. And I see you to a poor doctor or something. Yes, it's cancer. And the doctor gave you up to die. There's nothing to be done for you. And you've lived over the appointed time. I see the shadow end and start again. God spare you, lady. That's right. Now, how sure to tell me that you believe it's the resurrected Jesus? Then He said this. If there's a Spirit anointing me,
That depends on your faith now. If there's a spirit here on me that knows you, knows all about you, if you believe it's the Son of God, then the Son of God said, if they lay their hands on the sick, them kind of believers, these signs shall follow them, they shall recover. You believe it? Then come near. Oh God, I come to challenge this devil. You've hid from the doctor, but you can't hide from God. Come out of her, Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has so ordained this to be, and you leave her, or we cast thee away in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Go happy, sister. Watch for about 3 days now. All right. Have faith in God. Believe.
You believe?
All things are possible. You believe, lady? You believe me to be his servant? The reason I asked you that, when he met me in the room, the books will be here tomorrow. You should read it. He said, if you get the people to believe you. I said, I'm an educated sir, they wouldn't believe me. That as the prophet Moses was given 2 signs to prove to Israel, to vindicate his ministry, that he was sent down to tell the people the truth. He said, you're given 2 signs. And by this they will believe you. Now, and I question him, he referred it back to the scripture. So it has to be every time the scripture, or I wouldn't believe it. No matter what angel or what, if it doesn't testify according to the scriptures, it's not true. I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you. God knows you. Friends, I wish you would be real quiet. People are being healed. Please sit still just a moment. Brother Wood, stand by near. Getting weaker and weaker, but if you'll just really be reverent just a minute or two longer. For the sake of these people that's been called in the line, they'll take me, but don't. He's your spirit. Every spirit in here is under my control. Right. And when you move, that interferes. You move. The Holy Spirit be moving somewhere, and you're coming to me, and then somebody moves that upsets me. Be reverent. The Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. You reverend, be praying. You say, well, I'm not sick, but pray for somebody that is sick. It's a praying and asking God. I challenge your faith. Any of you, in Jesus' name, to believe what I'm telling you to be the truth, that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and this is Him, not me. Trying to get to your blind eyes to open them, to let you know that He lives and here tonight. Ask Him. Say, Lord, if it's so, let Him speak to me. Watch what happens. You without prayer cards or any way of getting up here, believe it. You're not standing here for yourself. You're standing here for a woman, another person, that's very sick. And that woman has a cancer, and it's in the bladder. That's right. Got that handkerchief for her there. Your friend doesn't live here either. She's from another country. That's a hilly country, mountain country. A lot of, I see mines, coal mines, I believe it is. Mountain. It's Pennsylvania. That's right. You got the handkerchief, have you? And it's here. Dear Heavenly Father, across the nation, thou knowest, Lord, no man won't believe you. Yet, Lord, make your works manifest. Regard the faith of this woman as I send this handkerchief in Jesus Christ's name. May the Spirit of God that you now, who knows the person, may it heal her. And this act of faith, for we ask it for God's glory. Amen. God bless you, sister, in your gallant way of doing this. May you find it even so as you have. God be with you. You believe, lady? I don't know you. You've never seen him. But you're extremely nervous. And you got a growth on you. Under your left arm. That's right. Tumor. Come here. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
I now lay hands upon this demon, the body that's swelling out here to this woman, and I charge thee, Satan, as I come, you're not afraid of me, but you're afraid of who I represent, the Lord Jesus Christ and his vicarious suffering, his triumph over you at Calvary, and I charge you to his blood and the commission that's given by the Holy Ghost and the angel of God who's declared this gift. Come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, gone, you're well, go home rejoicing. It's all gone. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. We're strangers, lady. I don't know you. Never seen you. We were born probably miles apart and years apart. But God knows both of us. Sister, you're trying hard. You got epilepsy. Sitting there on the end of the seat, that black demon shadow around you. He's a devil. But you're praying that God will remove it, aren't you? He's praying to God that let him turn and call to me. Is that right? Believe him. And may it leave you and never come back. In the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you're an offense. Leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Or he's scared of God. You have faith in the Lord Jesus. He's here. All of his power of his resurrection. The only thing you have to do is to have faith to believe. Look, lady, to me just a minute. See a little lady sitting there with her handkerchief up to her mouth? Right there? She's praying. That stands up right, standing over. She's praying because she's a seer at her home. She's suffering with a nervous condition. That's right, isn't it, lady? A mental distress. Satan trying to tell you that you're just about finished. Isn't that right? This lady had the same thing. But he's a liar. He's defeated. See how Satan tries to get by with his meanness? Oh, God. God's more than a match for him on any ground. You're suffering beyond that. You're suffering with a heart trouble. A killer. That's right. Not only that, but you've got dropsy. Your body's all full of fluid. Doctor can't seem to do nothing about it. That's right. And you're not from this country. You're from another country. And that's a country with great tall pines. And you have to come through an immigration coming here. You're from Canada.
Yes.
Right. From Ottawa, Canada. Return home. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you go and be well. To the glory of God. I'm not beside myself. I know where I am. Oh, if you could only know the glory of him. Yes. He's Alpha, Omega. The beginning and the end. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the morning star, the root and offspring of David, he that was, which is and shall come, the omnipotent, the true and living God, the resurrected Christ, the judge of all eternity, the king of the church, the power of him that was dead and is alive again forevermore. Glory to his holy name. You are strange to me, lady. I don't know you. But he who is omnipotent, omniscient, he's known and fed you all your life. He knows every move you've made. Now that the Holy Ghost is here, that's Christ in his resurrection, the comforter that was to come, who he had sent in his name. And when he comes, he'll tell you all things and will show you things to come. Leave us now this. I see you've been under surgery.
Right. That was for a female trouble. It's a tumor in a female gland. They cut it away, but it's coming back. Right. You're weird about it. That's right. You're a married woman. You got a husband. You believe me to be God's prophet? He wants to be prayed for too, doesn't he? He's got a hernia, hasn't he? That's right. Raise your hand. You believe in our Jesus and his power of his resurrection? Then receive, lady, according as you have believed, may it be unto you through Jesus Christ. Amen. Had a strange feeling when he got up down a while ago, didn't you? When he got up to start up your line when it called your number. It left you then. Go on. Our trouble won't bother you, and God will make you well. God bless you. Have faith in God. Neither cancer, nor rheumatism, nor arthritis can ever faze God. You believe he can take it away from you? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands on you and ask for it to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Come and believe. Have faith in God. Our trouble's a killer, but Jesus is life. Will you change tonight and go to Calvary for a healing from Christ? Do you believe he'll give it to you? Then I rebuke this demon that's bothering you in Jesus Christ's name and ask him to go. Amen. Go believing now. Have faith. Lady, there's an operation waiting for you for a tumor. That's right. But God can go in like he did to Adam's side and take that tumor without an operation. Do you believe it? Will you receive it? Then may you receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Got a lady's trouble. Nervous. Got a heart trouble. The heart trouble is really not a heart trouble. It's a nervous heart. Usually after eating and laying down, then you have trouble with it. Flutters and carries on. That's the truth. That's right. It's a nervous heart instead of heart trouble. You're nervous. You've been that way since you went through the time of life of menopause. You're nervous for a long time. You're a deep thinker. You're always crossing bridges before you get to them, planning something never happened. That's exactly the truth. Taking other people's burdens to yourself, and never comes out right. Don't the thing away and accept Jesus. Will you do it now? Then the flutter will stop and you'll be well. Do you believe me as God's servant? Lord God, bless this woman who I bless in the name of the Lord Jesus for this glory. You believe? Have faith in God. All things are possible to them that believe. Bow your head just a moment. I want you to pray with me. The boys are touching my side. I don't know what it means. They know I've got enough. Visions are still breaking over the audience. That's just a woman sitting on her with your head bowed praying. You got a sore in your mouth, haven't you, sister? You believe God will heal you? And you can have it. God bless you. Lay your hand on the lady sitting next to you with arthritis there. God bless you, lady. You believe God heals you too? Raise up your hand. There you are. Now you can be healed also. God be merciful to you. Lady sitting right back here nervous. You believe that God will make you well? If you do, raise up your hands. Receive it. God bless you. You're going to have what you asked for. Amen. You got heart trouble and arthritis. They say Tim Yost sitting there. You believe that God will make you well, lady? All right. God bless you. I don't know what your name was. God help you. Have faith in God. All that believe that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead and is here now, won't you raise your hand? If I've ever told you the truth, I've told you the truth, and God has confirmed that I've told you the truth. Now I'm telling you in the name of Jesus Christ, your healing was purchased at Calvary. What more can God do? He sent his word. He sent his son. He sent his signs. He sent his prophets. He sent everything to prove to you. I want you to do something for me. Lay your hands over on one another. no matter how sick you are or who you are. Lady, lay your hand on that waterhead baby. I want you to put a string around his head tonight. I want you to measure his head. Tomorrow, I want you to cut off how much it's shrunk and lay it on this platform tomorrow night. For thus saith the Spirit, you'll see additions in that baby's head. The audience will know that Jesus lives. As you lay your hands on each other, let us pray. God will hear my prayers and hear for every one of you, like he would out there. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Almighty God, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this people who wait now. You see them with their hands on each other. Satan, you are exposed. You are rebuked by the Scriptures and by the Holy Ghost and by the resurrected Lord Jesus. You can't hold them any longer. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I'm not here tonight to be a deceiver. I'll be home with my wife and baby. I'd rather do that and meet God in peace than to try to be here as a deceiver. I'm here trying to tell you the benefits that Jesus died for you. Have faith in it. If you're children of Abraham, you have got faith in the finished work. Now, is are you all lined up on it? Now, if this line runs out, now remember, it makes me real weak, if the Holy Spirit will do it. If he doesn't, well, what we'll do then, we'll call up a line of people in a few minutes and pray for these right through. If the Holy Spirit doesn't come and anoint, and if he doesn't, we'll bring the people right through and pray for them. 300 of them, just laying hands on them and praying for them. If the Holy Spirit doesn't come. If it comes, it stops me. Then a few, my son Billy Paul, these recording boys sitting here in the audit, and they sit here, Brother Woods, Brother Jose, many of them stand and watch. It's a subconscious. You say subconscious? Absolutely. Find out about the prophets and so forth if it wasn't subconscious. Surely it was. Surely it's in another world. But I want to ask you something. Believer and unbeliever, if Jesus Christ on this platform tonight will represent himself in poor humble flesh, what do? Submit yourself. It's a gift. Does God promise what he say is set the church first? This is church gifts. First, apostles. Is that right? Is that right, minister? What is apostle? Why do you want to be called a missionary? It's apostle. The same word, one sense. Is that right? Apostle is missionary. First in the church is missionaries. After that, prophets. Is that right? Teachers, evangelists, and pastors. Is that right? All for the perfecting. And then there's 9 spiritual gifts that just go from person to person in the local church, which is gifts of tongues and interpretations and all and gifts of prophecy. What a difference now between a gift of prophecy and a prophet. A gift of prophecy is just in the church, the gift itself. A prophet is born a prophet. Moses was a prophet when he was born. Jesus was the Son of God from the foundation of the world. Jeremiah, God told him, said, before you was even formed in your mother's womb, I sanctified you and made you a prophet over the nations. John the Baptist was a prophet and the voice of one kind in the wilderness 712 years before he was born. That's God's foreknowledge. He didn't have to ask for anything. It was born that way. Gifts and callings are what? Without repentance. That's what God has done. Now, if he'll represent himself, how many in here will say, if he'll do it, by God, I'll raise my hand. I'll never have another doubt in my life, so help me. And Lord Jesus, if you'll come and confirm what that preacher said tonight to be the truth and what your Bible says it is, I'll promise you I'll never doubt no more. Will you raise your hand? To that. Say, I'll never doubt no more in my life. God bless you. Why was it somebody kept your head and your hands down? Though one had raised from the dead, yet would you not believe? That's what Jesus said. Luke 16. Yes, no matter what would take place, there's people in the world that were born not to believe. The Bible said they were ordained of old to this condemnation. Jude. Man of old, ordained to this condemnation. not to believe. No matter what you do, they wouldn't believe it anyhow. Pharaoh was raised up for this same purpose. Aren't you happy tonight that God's entered your heart to look at Calvary and believe? Now, I wish you'd all now just be seated, be real quiet for the next few minutes. And Christian, remember where I'm standing tonight. There's 6,000-7,000 people in this tabernacle here tonight, maybe more than that. I think it's 10,000 or 11,000, well over two-thirds full. And I want you to remember that in here there's critics is everything. There's demon-possessed people, there's critics, there's saints of God, there's lukewarm, halfway believers, half-hearted, everything. And Satan is on the alert. And do you realize he's only waiting for one flaw? Where do I stand? To represent a living Jesus Christ. Now, I spoke the word, so therefore the angel has spoken to me, told me to do this, therefore I will not fear. I never have feared before tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. And he's always come to the rescue, and I believe he will tonight. Then, when your death rattles hit your throat, if you're still an unbeliever, your blood's not on my hands. That's up to you. If God will do it. Now, Heavenly Father, I have made this firm statement, and I'm looking to Thee, and I pray that You'll grant this blessing tonight once more, Lord. Forgive us of our sins and unbelief. Forgive us of our iniquity, and let Your Holy Spirit move once more in this audience tonight to prove that You are alive tonight and not dead, and Your coming is at hand, the reason You're showing forth these signs. You said it will be light in the evening. And we're in the evening time. And the same light that shined on the eastern country in the early days, You said there'd be a day where it wouldn't be neither light nor dark. A dismal day. And it's been that way, Father. People's had enough faith to believe that Jesus died and rose again. But faith for signs and wonders, they didn't have it since Pentecost when the sun went down. But You said it'll be light in the evening. We're at the west coast now. The sun's setting. And the same sun that shined in the beginning of earth, at the early days 2,000 years ago, is shining again tonight in all of its splendor and power. Critics still stand as they did then. Church members, unbelievers, selfish, skeptics, saints are still marching on. God be merciful, and those who You've ordained to life, may they receive it tonight. And help Thou me, Lord. Send that one who spoke to me that night in Your name, that he might manifest You before the audience. In Jesus Christ's name I ask it, as I yield myself. Amen. Be real reverent and be in prayer. All right, bring patience. Oh, excuse me. Now, I'm sure these acoustics, the engineer over there, if you will, sir, if my voice gets low, pick it up. If the Holy Spirit would anoint, I don't know what I know what I'm saying, but I'm somewhere else. How many seen the picture? Let's see your hand. Here it is. See? To my opinion, what was it led the children of Israel? Pillar of fire. Is that right? Is that right? Was that Jesus? He was the angel of the covenant, is that right? So He was Jesus, the pillar of fire. He came here on earth to be a man, soul and body, to die for your sins and sickness. He said, I come from God, I return to God. After His ascension, was there anybody seen Him after His ascension? Be careful. One man. Paul, that's right, my brother. What was he in? What did he look like? A light. Is that right? Then Jesus Christ is the same that led the children of Israel here on earth, today, the same yesterday, today, and forever, doing the same signs and wonders that He did in the days gone by. The same. Now, that's not there for me. I'm just one of you all. It's there to prove. That's scientifically proved. The only supernatural being was ever photographed in all the world. Right, Washington, and find out. That was proved by George J. Lacy, the head of the FBI, and fingerprinting documents. And that same angel at 5. At the judgment, when I meet you thousands of people here, you'll know it's the truth. It isn't 2 feet from where I'm standing right now. You say, why can't I see it? Why didn't those see it? It looked the fall. They couldn't see it. It wasn't given to them. But he's here. And it's him that doeth the works, not me. I just yield myself, and he does the talking. It isn't me, it's him. Now, that's as far as I can explain it. I'll talk to the woman. If he will, praise God. If he doesn't, praise God anyway. I don't say. But I suppose the lady here by me is a stranger. Are we strangers on that? We're strangers. Now, the lady I do not know. So now to you believers, just hold your mind on this. St. John 4. When Jesus went up to the well, now if he's the same yesterday and forever, he sat down on the well, and a woman come to him. Same thing here tonight. A man and a woman talking. Now I claim that Jesus raised from the dead and is living in his branches, his church, and give each one gifts to yield himself, some to preach, some to sing, some to do others. Mine was prophetic. First vision I ever saw is just about 18 months old. But now the woman here, I just talked to her, just like he did. She's the person just to catch her spirit. Now, if he will do the same thing, lady, between you and I, that he did to the woman at the well, would you be willing to accept him as to give you what you've come to ask for?
Yes, sir.
You know I don't know enough about what you I've ever seen you. And you just come up out of the audience. I don't know you. Now if he does, if he tells you what has been in your life, then it tells you what will be in your life, you know where the first part's right or not, then you can have confidence to believe that the rest of it is right. Is that sure? That's right. But if I just told you what would be without telling you something about that, then you would have a right to doubt it. You could say, well, he just said that. But you know whether your past life, what it's been. I don't say that he will, but he may. And you're conscious now that something is going on.
Yes.
If that is true, raise up your hand so the audience can see it.
Yes.
Between me and the woman, now, to the scientific searcher, another dimension, that same light that was shown a few minutes ago in the picture standing between me and the woman, that's what makes her expressions the way they are. That's what makes her feel the way she feels. Real, quiet, humble, sweet feeling. That's him. Fine. How wonderful that the Son of God could come to honor us.
Thank you.
Now, the woman seems to be going away from me. And I see her at her home all bothered about something. She's extremely nervous. She's upset about something. And she has something like neuritis. She has a spinal trouble also. That is true, thus saith Almighty God. But she's got something deeper than that down in her heart. And to yet God hasn't showed me. But that is true. There's something down deep in your heart that you're so desiring.
Yes.
If God will let me know that, will all shadows pass away?
Yes.
I see a big building coming inside.
Mm.
It's an institution.
Mm.
It's an insane institution.
Mm.
And there's a girl in there, which is your daughter.
Yes,
and her name's Shirley, or something like that, is right. And you're here standing in her place to be prayed for. That thus saith the Lord. You believe?
I believe. I believe.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in thy kind, loving goodness, we believe beyond a shadow of doubt that this audience now believes that Jesus lives. And the Bible that has so plainly declared him is true. And He's here tonight, and I lay my hands upon this woman. And whatever her desires is, Lord, I pray sincerely that you'll give it to her. From the depths of my heart, I ask it in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, my sister. May He give to you the deep desire.
That's the first time I ever saw you. And I thank you so much because I know God.
Thank you, sister. That's the way you receive. See, you know something's a doing it, but it's your attitude towards what's a doing it. It's your attitude. It's the way you approach God. The woman who touched His garment, she approached Him with reverence. She got her healing. But the soldier, listen, who put a rag around His face and took a stick and hit Him on the head with it and said, "Now you who is a prophet and prophesies, tell us who hits you. We'll believe you." God doesn't do things that way. They didn't feel any virtue. It's your approach. Martha approached Jesus, said, "Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother had not died. But even now, whatever you ask God, God will give it to you." She approached it right. If you come criticizing, doubting, you'll never receive nothing. But you remember me as your brother, that I'm not saying this is me. If I did, I'd be alive. It's not me. It's God. And He's only here to love you and prove to you that your religion of Christianity is right. And some of you feeble people have been walking just by merely halfway life. Receive Him with all your heart tonight. Know that He knows everything about you. Now believe. That should settle it. That should settle it forever. But here stands a woman with two little babies. We couldn't pass her by. I trusted God once. She's a young woman, younger than I. I suppose this is our first time to ever meet. Is that right, lady? I have no way of knowing what you are, what you're here for. You may have just any kind of trouble. I don't know. God knows that. I don't. And if I could give you, if you're sick, and I could heal you and wouldn't do it, I'd be a brute. Or if one of those children is sick, and I could heal him and wouldn't do it, I'd be a no good person. But I never want to be popular. I'm not. And I don't want to be popular. I want to be honest. See? And I'm honest with you that Christ has risen from the dead, is showing forth these signs that you see, trying to get you to believe Him and accept what He did for you at Calvary. Whatever you're after, He's here. You are a Christian. That's right. You're a believer yourself. Now, as far as your spirit comes to me. Now, if God will let me know what you want, well, you know I don't know it, but if He'll let me know, will you accept it? You will. Now, you feel very strange. You know that. You nod your head if that's right. But it's not, it's nothing to hurt you. It's something to help you. But you're in trouble. And you're in deep trouble. You've got two sick children. That's true. The children's what you want to pray for. Isn't that right? There's something wrong with their breathing. Right, isn't it? I see you all hysterically just recently, all frantically. Oh, it was one of them almost dying. Isn't that right? I'm not reading your mind. Little fellow almost died. It's in their throat and their diaphragm's going to open up right. It's a nervous condition that's doing this. And one thing, here's another thing. I remember, your life you couldn't hide now. You're having trouble at home. A domestic trouble. That's right. It's your husband. And you're praying for him because he's unsaved. Sir, I would be saved and give my heart to Christ Jesus so these children could be well, straighten up your home and make it right. That tension will always be at the children. Do you believe? that if I pray for the children, you can accept the healing of the children? You will do it? And I pray that your husband this night will become God's servant, so that your troubles will be ended. Heavenly Father, as these two darling little children standing here, this young mother holding them, I lay hands upon them in the name of Jesus, God's Son, and rebuke this enemy that's smothering these children, and ask that he depart from them, and may the Holy Spirit of God heal these children and let them live. God, make that home a bundle of love and power for you. And may this testimony of these children's healing cause many to come to Christ. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, sister, of course, you have no way of knowing it now. But if you walk, let them walk fast and watch this one here and watch his breathing. See if it hasn't left you when you get out of there. It's gone from you now. Go and rejoice and be happy and praise God. God bless you. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? You do? You just answer me because I'm contacting the Spirit.
You still fall wrong, little sister with the yellow dress on. Got a nervous condition here, haven't you? Right. You were healed this morning. You've had that for some time. What makes your throat that way, sis, is because of your nerves. Stop thinking about it. Believe you now. Your faith has touched him. You're healed. You believe? Have faith in God. I see you've been to a doctor. And I see you, as you leave the office, shake your head. Because he was talking to you about some sort of an operation or something. That is right. Not operation, it's to be in your neck. That's right. Well, what if I spoke the words to you? Did you believe me? To be a prophet? He said if he's taken the growth out, it would paralyze your face. Is that what the doctor told you? I don't know what the doctor said in the office. You come to me believing if I pray for you that God would heal you. Is that right? Then come here. Our Heavenly Father, Thou who is omnipotent, know the secrets of the heart. And I lay my hands upon this woman and make you receive that which she's asked for. In Jesus Christ's name I ask her. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believing now. Write your testimony. Give it into your church. In the glory of God. Have faith now. Thank God. Just wait. This is the first night since we've been here with faith as we begin to operate out amongst the people. You keep that up, you're going to see something happen. You just remember that. You're getting kind of used to it. You're watching and seeing what's taking place. You have begun to believe. It's an 80% difference tonight than what it has been any night. It'll go to moving among you if you just only have faith. That's all you ask for. Have faith in God. How do you do, ladies? Not knowing you and we've been strangers with each other. But God knows us both, doesn't he? What if Jesus is standing here tonight with his feet on? And you come speak and heal him. He would tell you he already healed you when he died for you. Did you believe that? But he could tell you something that would encourage you. He might tell you to have more faith or tell you something just like he did in the Bible for you. You believe that he's a living tonight? In the type, form of the Holy Spirit? You do? Well, here's what you're asking him. You've got trouble with your knees, haven't you? And another thing, you've got ground trouble, which is to be seen, overweight. That's true, isn't it? The more I talk to you, the more you say. But we got earth to be prayed for. But I tell you this again. You're not from this country. You're from a country. I see you going down the street. Where there's a, it's a big city you're from, and you're going by where on the right-hand side there's a park and a pool. And facing this way is a bunch of mountains, and there's a sea coast along the side. And there's an island out there. Victoria, well, you're from Vancouver, British Columbia. That's exactly. And you are the wife of a minister. And your husband's a sin man. And he's got eye trouble. And you're in a visit, going somewhere else as it is. That thus saith the Lord. That's true. That's it. May you receive what you have asked for in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have faith in God. And God. Believe. Do you believe? Don't weep, sister, with a black dress on looking this way that has been praying with us now. You have arthritis. You're about to sit right back there. Isn't that right? Yes, you might know. Let me show you. Not show you, but I see the angel of the Lord standing right there in the road. You know that way that woman's standing with the angel. That's her. You've got arthritis, haven't you, lady? And you were in the story. You were looking this way and you were praying. When you say, knowing that you were the child in the prayer of me, but you were the one to speak to you, and you would accept the healing of arthritis. That is true. That's why I raised up your hand. All right? Now, this lady who's so interested in you, step next to you, let's look for me to see if you believe God's prophet or servant. You believe it? Or if you have trouble with a gift, that is right, isn't it? That is the absolute right. All right, sir. You believe the God of healing you? Then you two ladies lay your hands on each other. God bless you. The stars in both of you turns light on you. Arthritis too. Thank you. Maybe that you believe the God of healing you there? And you bring me with you all the arthritis on still sitting right there? You bring that with all your heart? How do I know what's wrong with you? The things of the need, but Christ is here. He's the one who loves you. You bring that to your healing? Then Christ will receive it. To him. You're the healer. That's all God requires is just to have faith. He said, if God is to me. What do you think, young man? Sitting there with your head down, when you turn on your stomach trouble, sitting back here praying to be healed. He answers your prayer, this one, son. You've got a pectic ulcer in your stomach which causes your food to sour. You brush it up in your mouth. That's right. Isn't that right? Or I'll go eat your hamburger now if you want to be. Jesus Christ made you well. Just have faith in God. That's right. Believe with all your heart and receive what you ask for. Jesus promised and keep your head. Oh, isn't he wonderful? You have believed God heal that lecture? Heal? All right. Jesus Christ does it for you, man. He can do it. You don't have a prayer card, do you, sir? You didn't have no prayer card. You don't need any prayer card. I see a car there. You were hurting. She didn't take you out. You're well now. Your faith is in you. Go on your elbows, awesome. You believe that horrible body in your Lord? Go on your Lord and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. The trouble is that the God can make it well for you. Your back trouble's gone from you. You believe with all your heart. Go on and keep the past and make you right. Yeah. And what they live in, how bad it is. He's the healer. I go believe you. And he's the healer. Let's say thanks be to God. cancer. You believe that God will make you well? If God is true, all things are possible. You ladies, laying on the scripture, there's the angel of God over you. Yes, you. You're praying, wasn't you? I can hear you, but you can't hide your life. You're in a dying condition. That's true. You know that. Well, look, there was four lepers one time set at the gate of Samaria. In the city, they were eating one another's children. The Assyrian army had them backed up. They said, why do we sit here? If we sit here, we'll die. If we go into the city, we'll die. We've only got one choice. Let's go down to the camp of the enemy. If they save us, we'll live. And God rewarded their faith when they went out to the enemy's camp. You don't have to go to the enemy's camp. You're protected before God, the loving Father tonight. He's here to heal you. You're crippled up with arthritis. You got a heart attack. But if you believe on Jesus Christ and believe me to be his prophet, do you do that? Then I'd rise up, take the chair in the name of Jesus Christ and go home and be made well. That's yours, I'm Christian.